I want to kind of get us started today, and we're going to continue with singing. But last week we began looking at our desires for spiritual breakthroughs and how often in life we find ourselves not thriving, but we find ourselves kind of in the wilderness of life. We find ourselves under the gun. We find ourselves feeling tested and struggling. And we looked last week at how the Lord Jesus actually found Himself in the wilderness too. He found Himself in the wilderness on the very eve and the very beginning of His ministry. And one of the highlights of His beginning of His public ministry, being baptized, was followed with a 40-day experience of fasting and being tested by Satan himself. And He came out of that wilderness experience with great power. I mean, the Scriptures even say that He left that experience with great power in the Spirit. You'd think after 40 days of not eating and, you know, a period of time of being tested, that He'd feel drained. But it was from that wilderness experience that the Holy Spirit led Him to that He felt great power. Now, I'll admit, testing is never fun, right? Who enjoys to go take an exam? Usually brings a lot of anxiety, you know? I think I've said this before. Before I take a test, I'd always pray, God, help me through this. Next time, I actually promise I'll study, but I didn't this time, so just help me through this test, you know? And we find ourselves always feeling like we're not adequate, like we're going to fail. Well, spiritual testing can lead to a lot of confusion in our lives. It can lead to a lot of frustration. It can lead to moments where we feel like God is not even present. But He is, and it's through those moments of testing that I feel like we can find great strength and new power in Him, if we allow ourselves to. The wilderness for Christ was never meant to cause Him to fail. The wilderness was meant to prove that He could withstand anything that this world would throw at Him, including the cross. And it's meant for the same reason for you today. It is meant to prove that you can withstand anything that the world might throw your way, and it can lead you to a great spiritual breakthrough. Today, in the second part of our message, our series on The Verge, we're going to kind of transition from the wilderness to the desert. We're going to leave this wilderness place over here, and we're going to move into a different kind of an environment, a completely different kind of an environment called the desert. And you might be thinking, what's the difference between wilderness and desert? Let me explain it this way. In the wilderness, oftentimes, we can feel just absolutely overwhelmed with choices. Things are being thrown our way, and we don't know how to choose what's right and wrong. Oftentimes in the wilderness, we're led there for very specific purposes, and those specific purposes involve some level of testing. But in the desert, it's in the desert that there's no relief. If you imagine the word picture of the desert, the sun is beating down on you all the time. There is complete exposure. You are parched and dry. In the desert, you feel all alone. Can't tell what direction to go. There's no landmarks. In the desert, you find yourself there often by your own acts, but by the things that you've done or the things that have happened around you and your responses to those. In the desert, you know, it's an opportunity, not so much for testing, but an opportunity to get back on track. Both have the potential, though, of leading us to great spiritual renewal. Both the desert and the wilderness have their purposes, and they both can lead us to amazing spiritual breakthroughs in our lives. The ladies are going to sing for us a new song that we haven't done here before. And it's a song that's going to help us kind of focus our attention on our needs in those desert moments. And as they're singing, I have something that I want you to consider. For centuries, the church of Christ, the church has used candles as a source of focusing on God and allowing our prayers to be heard. If you were raised in a Catholic upbringing, you know that candles are a part of the sanctuary environment on any given Mass, and those candles are lit for very specific purposes. That flame kind of represents God's presence. Fire has always represented God's presence in our lives. And that kind of the aroma and the smoke, so to speak, if you will, is being lifted as kind of a symbolic of our prayers being lifted to Him as well. So today we put a couple of stations here that are beautifully decorated, and they each have candles that are previously lit. And what we want to do is invite you that if you have kind of a prayer, if there's a deep longing in your heart for God to work in your life through these, maybe a desert experience you're in, or maybe there's just a real deep burden on your heart, maybe you even have a praise that you want to offer to God today. You know, we want these candles to represent our prayers. So we're going to invite you to come and light a candle if you would like to kind of represent that burden and that prayer in your life. I don't know how long these candles will stay lit. They're just small little tea-like candles, kind of, you know. They're just ones we actually use at Christmas Eve. But we just want you to come, and we want you to look at this flame that's already burning. We want you to come, and we want you to light this candle. And we've got this little place where you can stick this candle right into the sand right over here. They'll just stay lit, and they'll stay burning, and it'll be symbolic of your prayer, your need, your burden this day. And we just want not everybody to come, but we want you to come if there's something tugging on your heart. There's just this sense that maybe you're dry and maybe you need to call out on God. Maybe you feel like you've been in the desert for a while. We invite you to come. Maybe there's just this burden of a friend, a niece, a grandchild, a son or a daughter that's just been aching at your heart, and you want God to know that you want Him to do a special work in your life and in the life of that one that you love. I invite you to come and light a candle and allow that to represent your burden. Father, as we seek You today and through prayer, fill us with Your presence. Come in such a sweet way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.